Geez, big things last night on Lego Masters.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the biggest.
The biggest.
It was the grand finale.
If you missed it, this is what happened.
Jocelyn Henry.
We get to say that we've won Lego Masters.
Yes.
Like, what? It's crazy to say we got on Lego Masters or got to the final, but we won.
The boys did it.
They did it.
The local lads, Joss and Henry. Congratulations, boys.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo indeed, boys. What was better, winning it or making Brickman cry?
Look, it's not difficult to make Brickman cry. But
I mean, he's cried every finale. Yeah. Actually, he cries throughout the whole season. Sending anyone home sends Brickman to tears.
He loves Lego.
It was very sweet that he cried over your big monster.
No, he said some really, really lovely stuff about it. And that, you know, coming from him, it means a lot. So, yeah.
Nice. And are you guys going to spend the $100,050 at the Lego store in Charlestown?
Look, I spend a fair bit of it there. Yeah, we've got to figure out where to draw the line early, I think.
You need a Lego allocation, and then you need a life allocation.
There's no line
right.
in your Lego Masters, boys. I mean, as if that store didn't spend all night restocking the shelves. They're like, oh crap, the local guys won. We've got to get some new stuff in.
Those dangerous words.
And how do you boys feel? I mean, our newsreader Hamish all morning has been pumping your tyres. Henry and Joss, the biggest brothers to come out of Newcastle since the Johns brothers. How does that title fit?
That's nuts.
They're not mad about it.
They're not mad about it. And yeah. Nor's Matty Johns.
Better than Lego.
You know?
Oh, mate, we've been working up to this
for
decades.
For a long time.
For a long time.
Yeah.
Now, boys, really interested. The only... What I love about Lego Masters is it's such an uncontroversial show. Mm-hmm. It's just a wholesome... watch, and you don't get a lot of that on TV at the moment. However,
in reality,
Twitter seems to be blowing up with a little bit of controversy this morning because they're saying that Brickman has too many votes. Give the people a chance. If he's got 100 and then
the rest of the people combined only have
$200, then how do you feel about that? Him having so much power,
he'd have to make a pretty controversial pick for it not to win. Like,
yeah, I suppose that's right. And it was funny because in the first season, there were two people judging. So they each had 50, and then there were the 150-odd people come in and vote. Mm. So that was a bit more of a, you know, wasn't just Brickman's vote, you know. But we have no idea. He might not have even voted for it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
you never know. I'd say his tears say otherwise.
Oh, absolutely. Boys, the final build for the grand finale was 28 hours. Is it literally 28 hours in a row, or do you just, like, wash your clothes and come back the next day for another half? But to the viewer, it looks like 28 hours straight.
Back the next day, washing clothes, okay. No.
Oh yeah, was there much washing of clothes during the whole series? Was everything getting a bit progressively more stinky towards the end of it?
Hours and hours
just long.
Into
it? Yeah.
If you're lucky, you got them cleaned, but
right.
Okay, that's that creates
Lego
a whole
builds.
Different environment because I really enjoyed Joss and Henry, the Hamish giving us a little behind the scenes peek because obviously there's a lot of music and production as a viewer at home.
Yeah.
But he at one point turned off all the music. He goes, "This is what it actually sounds like in the brick room," and it's just the clinking of bricks.
It's silent.
Yeah, and it's incredibly accurate.
Yes, that is high pressure situation because it's just you got your mind is just constantly consumed in this thing. You got nothing to distract you.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you could usually hear Alex and Caleb laughing as well.
Oh, okay. So just having a great time.
That sort of helped. Yeah, yeah.
Caleb brain. Beatboxing in the corner.
Oh, trying to put you off. Maybe.
And what was last night's celebration like for the winners of Lego Masters?
It was pretty
great.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah. We got to watch the show. Like, we were lucky enough to sort of have everyone together, so we had friends, family, and almost all of our fellow contestants. So it was amazing to just see everyone and be able to share it and watch it all together.
And is it true that they filmed two endings, so you didn't know who actually won until it aired?
That's correct, yeah. So we found out yesterday as well.
That's wild. Huh. So a couple months ago, Hamish reads out, Joss and Henry, you've won. Woohoo. Celebration confetti.
Fake
and then they
reaction.
Go, all right, clean it up. Yeah. Okay. Alex and Caleb, you've won. Woohoo. And you both walk away thinking, we've won the show.
Well, yeah, it's funny because, you know, on paper you'd think that'd be hard to fully feel invested in.
Yeah.
But, you know, Brickman, he sort of did say to us, like, it's not like he's making up nice things to say about each build.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he obviously does really appreciate everyone's work. And so, you know, it's still nice to hear him say those things above all else.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the real win.
That's the real win.
Yeah.
The
winner is $100,000 of Lego at Charlestown. But
still.
It is very nice.
Well, very cool.
Henry and Joss, the 2022 Lego Masters champions.
Better than Lego!
Congratulations, boys. You've done Newcastle on the Hunter proud. It was so good to see you in it, and well done. And we look forward to what's coming up next.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Also, I'm going to miss the show.
I know.